truthfully, what happens is, as children grow up, we start to educate them progressively from the waist up. And then we focus on their heads, and slightly to one side.
I think in the old days, you know, you were better off. Because nowadays, they're all specialists. Everyone's becoming better and better, and less and less. And eventually, someone's going to be superb at nothing.
Our education system has mined our minds in the way that we've strip-mined the earth for a particular commodity. And for the future, it won't serve us. We have to rethink the fundamental principles on which we're educating our children.
We're not here to tell everybody that they're wrong and we're right. We're not saying that we have all the answers, but we'd like to present a different way of looking at it.
So I'm here in the studio with Liu Qin, a good friend of mine, a Chengdu-born Chinese lady, who we've worked on many projects, who I've certainly worked on many projects with, all very positive. And Qin has been abroad, lived abroad for quite some years in America and also Australia, and is currently in the process of attaining her official teaching license to teach Chinese abroad. Welcome, Qin.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what we're going to do today is, for your listeners, we're going to go through some interview questions that her Chinese teacher has given her to prepare her for the interview to pass the test, as I just said, to teach Chinese proficiently abroad, overseas to foreigners. And I think it really gives a good insight, these questions, into the Chinese perspective, the Western international perspective of education. And certainly, I think there's been some things that I've certainly learned through our discourse together. Wouldn't you say, Qin?
Yes, yes. That's great.
So let's fire away then. I'm going to be the mock interviewer. And of course, Qin, you're going to be practicing as the interviewee. So let's begin these educational teaching based questions. A Chinese volunteer teacher lived in an American couple's home, and during New Year's Day they asked her what her plan was. Yeah, she replied that she wanted to go to Times Square. The couples nodded to agree but had no further suggestions, and she felt very lonely and fought them as an indifferent couple. She even wanted to move outside, move away. That's it. It's not even a question. So I guess if it was a question to this question, which isn't a question, it would be, what would you do in this situation if you were staying with a Chinese couple, American couple, and you asked, and they asked what you were doing for New Year's Eve, and you said, oh, you're going to go to Times Square. And then I just said, okay, and left. What would you do? Would you feel like you want to move out?
From my point of view,
okay.
Christmas is a family time for Western people. They are not likely to spend the family time with an outsider, even though you live in their home. They only ask for polite. I can accept that. It doesn't matter. I have my plan. They have their plan, Christmas plan. I have my Christmas plan. It didn't offend me because I know it's culture difference. Because in China, they are more likely to spend the Spring Festival or some events or some festival with guests or their tenant. But in Western country, it's not the...
Really?
Same. Yeah.
In China, you'd spend it with your tenant?
Yeah, if they ask something like that, yeah, you may spend time with them. Yeah.
I thought in China it's very family based, isn't it? I mean, I know.
Yeah.
Generally, it's your family, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't normally
have ask. But if they do not ask, we do not say we will spend our festival with a tenant, right?
So, what you mean by that is this girl living in America should have asked, can I spend New Year's Eve with you? That's
no,
what they do in China.
No. Yeah, in China they can ask, but I don't think in the Western country they should ask that kind of question, because if they do, if the nano do not ask you, can we spend the Christmas together? You can't ask.
Yeah, you'd be invited, really.
Yeah, if you are not invited.
But in China, someone will invite themselves.
No.
So it's the same.
No, they do not.
It's the same.
Yeah.
You wait to be invited, right?
Yeah.
First of all, this is New Year, so it's not Christmas.
Oh,
Christmas has passed.
Yeah.
Okay. And actually, New Year's Eve is a time where it's not just for family. It depends, but it's for party. So there's lots of things going on.
Yeah.
In this situation, I think if the couple nodded, great. She could just ask, what are you up to?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
The couple will say, oh, we're going away for the weekend here, or we're going to be here. And then if they don't say, oh, would you like to come with us, then leave it. You know that they probably want to have time by themselves, like you said.
Yeah.
But to think about the couple as rude and to think of moving out is just quite an overreaction, I think, here.
Yeah.
From a person that doesn't really understand much about... I wouldn't even say this is a Western thing.
I think maybe they are, the communication problem. They need everything they need communicate. If you do not ask or you do not see, people don't understand what you're going to do or what you are... Yeah, really.
I mean, if this girl's been living in the house... You'd hope the relationship is good.
Yeah.
That naturally it would have come out. Oh, what are you doing for New Year?
Yeah.
The friendship that would happen.
Yeah.
But it seems very cold, this particular story.
Yeah.
This particular relationship. But let's read what your teacher has to say.
Yeah. Okay.
To the question that's not a question.
Yeah.
At first, this volunteer felt lonely, due to she did not adapt himself. So it's a she and then it's a he, because it's she did not adapt himself. She did not adapt herself.
Herself. Yeah.
So she's a she and a he in one sentence into the life there. Because in China, if she wanted to go somewhere, her friends will actively give you a lot of suggestions. But in abroad, it is totally different, which is rubbish. That is not true at all. Not true.
Yeah.
The friends abroad will pay more attention to her own exploration and feelings instead of giving more suggestions. That is not true at all.
Yeah, okay.
This person is saying is that foreigners abroad, people abroad, will pay more attention to their own exploration and feelings instead of giving suggestions. It's basically saying foreigners are selfish. This is ridiculous.
So from the, you as a Westerner... from your point of view, what's your opinion about this?
I don't think there's an...
No question.
There is no issue here at all that needs to be discussed.
Yeah.
This girl is asking someone... This girl is being asked.
Mm.
They're being asked by the couple, what's her plan?
Mm.
So even they're coming to her.
Yeah.
So they are interested.
Yeah.
So she says, oh, I'm going to Times Square.
Mm.
And they nod. What do you think she should do next?
She should ask, what's your New Year's plan?
Like friends ask, right? You ask one question,
plan.
I ask another.
Yeah.
This isn't China and America or foreigners and Chinese. It's got nothing to do with this issue.
Yeah.
It's just general communication.
Yeah.
But to start breaking this down into stereotyping how people behave in China or outside of it is ludicrous. In fact, this one question just makes me think, this person writing this really has not spent any time abroad.
Yeah.
And if they have, they've spent it in a bedroom, not speaking to anybody.
Mm.
Maybe go to class, come back, stay in the bedroom. Go to class, come back, stay in the bedroom. Go to class, go and meet a Chinese person.
Yeah.
You know, there's no... Mm. Sorry, a little bit passionate about this.
Actually, I'm quite interested in this question because... from your point of view, what kind of situation should be, or what you are going to do?
Yeah, because if I was the girl,
I
would ask what you're doing, and then by asking,
yeah,
hey, so what are you two doing for New Year?
Yeah.
The answer to that question will be all you need to know, because if they want you to be a part of New Year, and this is even if you're Chinese or another person from another country, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They will invite you there and then. Yeah. That will happen then.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, then probably best to just do your own thing. Be independent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go and meet new friends. That's what Chinese New Year's for, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, under this circumstance as a volunteer, this woman should adjust her own mind and try to understand the way of cross-cultural communication. Also, she should understand that though they did not give some suggestions, which does not mean they were indifferent. If she still wanted to move outside, which may be a little bit exaggerated, well, that's true, to want to leave because of that's ridiculous. So it's unnecessary for her to move outside. Furthermore, or to move out would be the correct English. Furthermore, if this volunteer wanted to get some suggestions from the American couple, she can ask them, and I believe they're willing to give some advice. Yes, ask.
Yeah, ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, it's clicked in my mind.
Mm.
I know what's happened here.
Mm.
Let me just finish it.
Yeah.
In all of this, the volunteer should try to avoid the mind of self-orientation and try to improve the capability and sense of cross-cultural communication. Okay, I know what's happened here. Right. In the West, you are living in my house.
Yeah.
I say, hey, Chin, what are you doing for New Year?
Yeah, maybe travel. Go somewhere near here.
Okay, you're traveling. You're going somewhere near here.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah.
So what's your plan?
Well, I'm going to be actually going to a party with a couple of friends down the road, some old friends. You know, if you're interested in coming, you're more than welcome. But if you want to go to Times Square, you know, I know lots of people go to Times Square. I've done that lots of times. You know, for me, it's full of people and things like that. So you're always welcome to come with us.
Yeah, okay. I will check my schedule.
Check your schedule.
Yeah, to see if I can come.
Well, you're going to Times Square, so...
Yeah.
But no, what I'm thinking is, so in China, what they're saying is, in China, if I asked you where are you going, and you said Times Square, I go, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Have you thought of maybe going here, or have you thought of maybe doing this, or maybe you can go there, or maybe you can come to a party.
Yeah.
We wouldn't do that straight away in the West. And the reason we wouldn't do that is because... you've made the choice to go to Times Square.
Yeah.
I don't want to be seen as saying that's not the right choice. Yeah?
Yes.
I'm happy to say what we're doing, or to say that's a great idea, but I'm not going to start suggesting other things for you to do unless you ask me, because it's rude in the West to do that, because that's your choice. And if it's your choice, I shouldn't be trying to persuade you to do something else. But in China...
Yeah.
For example, in China, people give advice all the time to foreigners in China, Chinese people.
Because they want to show their friendly.
They say, oh, your baby has got two less clothes on. They will become very ill.
Yeah.
You need to put more clothes on. Oh, you should try this and eat that. You are looking too thin. They are always suggesting things. But the Chinese should realize that maybe... the person doesn't want to be suggested to unless you have a relationship and the person's asked for it. So there's that fine balance between interacting, hey, what are you doing for New Year? And getting the answer, and then that's okay, talk about that. I don't need to give you advice. You haven't asked for it. But if you ask me, then I will give.
You're right.
You know, it's freedom, actually.
Yeah.
You're free. You've made your decision. Mm. You've asked me, I've asked you what you want to do. You've told me.
Yeah.
So quite freely, I will say, oh, that's a great idea. Or as this person has done, nod. Now, I wouldn't nod. because I'm quite friendly. Okay, so I thought that's a great idea. Yeah. But I'm not going to start telling you, oh, maybe you could do this or maybe you could do that, until you have opened up a little bit so I can understand what you really want. Yeah. See, in China, business, if you go to a supermarket, if you go along the street, the way they sell information is very direct.
Yeah.
It's buy this, it's this, this is the best thing here, this is the best there. It's really in your face.
Yes.
Suggest, suggest, suggest.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe in the West it's a little less. We won't suggest until we know exactly maybe what it is you want.
Yeah.
So when you tell me, do you have any other suggestions apart from Times Square, then they will open up and can give you it. So it's a very different, I think there is a difference there.
Mm.
I can see it's just clicked. In China, it's just boom, 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 boom.
Mm.
In a friendly way.
Mm.
You know, I'm not, you know, the Chinese, when they say, oh, your baby's too cold, you need to put this on and you need to do that, they're meaning it in a caring way.
Yes.
But what they don't realise is that it's not wanted.
Mm.
It's wanted if it's wanted. Yeah. And the only way it's to know if it's wanted is to ask or to be asked.
Oh.
Yeah? So it's...
So when the people tell you your baby should wear more and what kind of, things like that, what's your feeling?
I think the feeling is very much that, number one, we didn't ask you for your advice.
Mm.
And number two, by you giving your advice, you are insensitive to realise that by saying your baby needs something on, you are actually losing face of the person, because you are saying to that parent, you are not doing a good job.
Oh.
You have made a mistake.
Oh.
And that's not the way I think foreigners interact, yeah?
Oh, it's culture difference.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
So it's a bit like with your daughter.
Yeah.
You will tell her exactly when she's made a mistake. But you've got to realise that what that feels to the other person. Now, to Chinese people just growing up in China, it probably doesn't feel anything. It probably just feels, yes, you're right, I should do that.
You know, in China, if the people tell you this, you say, oh, he's very friendly and he... he's very...
knowledgeable.
And he take care of me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very friendly. He's very kind.
Yeah.
And he concerns about me.
And I think the other point...
So it's quite different.
Yes.
It's quite different.
Well, no, there's a... the concerns felt...
Yeah.
You know, we realise it's a concern, but I think what the person who's saying it hasn't concerned or has no concern for is the fact that maybe that person thinks differently. And maybe they think it's okay for my child to not have four layers of clothing on.
Yeah.
You know, as foreigners, we joke that Chinese put so much clothes on their babies and they're sweating, their faces are red and it's almost too, but we'd never say it to them. That's your choice, it's your child. You are free to do what you want. If you come and ask me, oh, do you think my child is too hot, do you think he's wearing too much, then the foreigner would say yes, but we are not going to step into your world. And that's another thing I think the culture here is. And there's no wrong or right, but you grow up with your family in the same rooms, you live with them for a long time, they're always in your lives. In the West, it's much more independent.
Mm.
We move out when we go to university, we have our own places, our own friends, we become more distant from our family. And in a way, we create a disconnect, in a way, a boundary.
Mm.
And for that, in the West, we feel to go into that boundary, we should ask. We shouldn't just directly go in.
Mm.
And so I think in China it's very different, the culture to that. And that's why we have these conflicts of interest sometimes,
yes,
I think.
Yes, yes.
But no, there's no right or wrong.
Yeah.
I think by cross-cultural communication,
yeah,
like this person says, we understand from
understand
each side.
Yeah.
But really, that's an easy one for this girl if you're in this situation. Is to just ask what they've asked you, what you are doing.
Yeah.
So it is right, you should ask them
yeah.
what they are doing.
Yeah.
In China, would that not be the same then? If a Chinese person asked you tomorrow, oh, what are you doing for Spring Festival? And you said, oh, I'm going to be in Zhuhai with my family.
Yeah.
Would that Chinese person then start suggesting what you should do for your spring festival?
No, they are not friends or very close. Yeah, if they are not very close friends, maybe they do not. Yeah.
But maybe you'd ask them, what are you doing for your spring festival? Yeah. So I think there are a lot of layers to it, but it really isn't something to be too deep about, this question.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty silly, you know, it's very true, actually. Chinese and the West, the cultures are very different.
Yeah.
And we always say to ourselves, human beings, we're all very different.
Yes.
But actually, even if you're Chinese and Western, we're actually more similar than different. The problem is we focus always too much on the differences. But really, we all have two hands and a brain and mum and dad and family and stuff. So we have a lot of similarities.
Yes.
And the differences we have, okay, they make life exciting, but really, they shouldn't cause us too many problems, because our similarities are much more than our differences. But we never ever think about that.
Yes.
Do we?
Yes. Yes.
In your class, there's one top student who puts the other students' photos on Facebook. How will you deal with it? So, in your class, there's a top student who puts the other students' photos on Facebook. How will you deal with it? This is a bit of a strange question, because we don't really know, you know, photo of what? I mean, it's very normal to put photos up. So I think what we're saying here is the student puts something up on Facebook, and some of the other students have an issue with it, I think. You know, they don't want it up. How would you deal with a situation like that?
Okay, thank you for the question. If the students put the top student put someone else's photo on the Facebook, and the top student didn't get the permit of the student.
The permission.
Yeah, the permission of the students, maybe it will cause some trouble. Because I know, especially in Western country, people have their privacy. If they don't like that, you can't do that to them. Yeah, the best way is suggest the top student to take that photo down from the Facebook. Yeah, and also I will talk to the students and also the other students. Yeah, I need communicate. Communication sometimes is the best way to solve the problem. Yeah. And
so it's very bright.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
I mean, I think an issue with this is also, once something goes up on Facebook, you actually can't take it down.
Oh, really?
No. Once it's put up there, that's the whole scenario here. But your teacher says, as you will be a teacher teaching Chinese abroad, you should divide this issue as several circumstances. First of all, you have no rights to charge this issue.
Oh, really?
So it's better for you to tell this issue to their homeroom teacher or principal. Yet, if you have the obligation to solve this issue, you should solve it in the following ways. Firstly, if this student has got others' agreements to put the picture online, which is okay, it is unnecessary for you to charge it. Then, if this student hasn't got others' agreements and just put the pictures online arbitrarily, which is not okay, so before it causes some bad influence, you should communicate with this student in time and try to know why he did that. If it is reasonable, you should tell the student that he should ask other people first, then he can do this. However, if it is not reasonable, you should suggest the student put this picture offline, like you said. Moreover, if this top student's behaviour made such a bad influence on others, you should ask this student to apologise in a proper way. Finally, this circumstance actually has nothing with the students, whether they are top students or not.
Too complicated.
Yeah. Yeah, again, I would answer it that this is a situation now in modern world with technology. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
I think, first of all, as a teacher, you should deduce if really, like this said, it is your area, your responsibility here to deal with this, because it's not really. You're a teacher. Mm. This is something they've done outside of class. See what the problem is, communicate with the people that have the problem. Did they get permission? If not, then you can ask them to ask the person to please take it down, yeah? It's really something they need to deal with themselves. And as a teacher, you can kind of, I would suggest, be that someone to just give a little bit of advice, fair advice.
Yeah.
You know, next time you might want to ask them, is it possible to take it down? You know, this person's a bit sensitive to it. I think it would just make everybody happy. Yeah. If this is a big problem, you know, something like nude pictures or something like this, and you found out about it and you can tell it's an emotional issue, it's causing problems in your class, then maybe you need to go to the, as I say, the homeroom teacher or the head of your department or even the principal later on.
Yeah.
Again, try to put these fires out by yourself. If they start to escalate and you don't have enough water to put them out, then start to get some assistance.
The question doesn't sound clear, right?
The question is very unclear.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then many things are unclear, especially in China. anyway, okie dokie. But yes, I think you've got that right. Communicate with them and do as much as you can to be a friend to both parties. These things happen. They're going to happen again. The person probably didn't want to cause a problem.
Yeah.
It's just normal now to put photos up, yeah?
Yeah.
So Mr. Li taught Chinese in high school in some countries, and at that school one student asked him why the name list of the summer camp to China did not include his name. He replied that it was due to his Chinese proficiency that made him unqualified to participate in the summer camp. But this student claimed that China is not good and he did not want to visit it at all anyway. So, Mr. Li was teaching Chinese in a high school in some country, let's say the US. One student asked him why he wasn't on the list for the summer camp to China, and the teacher replied that it was due to his Chinese proficiency that made him unqualified to participate on the upcoming summer camp. And the student then exclaimed that China was not good and he didn't want to visit at all. So, there should be a question to this that your teacher should have given you. So I'll just frame it. What would you do in this instant, I think, Chin? You know, how would you react to this student and deal with this, I would say, sensitive case?
Yes. Actually, I thought this teacher, he should told the students earlier what kind of qualifications they need to go to enlist the summer camp.
Mm.
Yeah, if the teacher didn't tell them before, this kind of situation can happen, could be happened, really. Because this all students, they really want to, you know, join some activities and have a visit in China, something like that. But the teacher said, oh, because your Chinese is not good enough and you can't go there. But why don't you tell them earlier? Tell them if your English is good enough and then you can go to China. So it's because the teacher didn't tell them earlier. And also, if this kind of situation happened, I think the teacher should do something to make it up and talk to the student, communication with him, and also give them, tell them if you can learn Chinese better, we still have another chance, something like that.
Yeah, okay, I mean, this is a funny question because it's not an actual question, although it's framed in the question list, but it's not a question, as I said. So anyway, moving on from that, yes, I think there's some good points there. A thing that is picked up here is to also communicate to the student that participated in a summer camp, it's not the only criteria to judge their Chinese level, their Chinese proficiency. And of course, you know, the teacher should do his best to console the student, to not lose his confidence in any way. So yeah, a bit of a funny one there. I think we should move swiftly on, because as you said, if it was done properly and planned earlier, I think that wouldn't have, that situation wouldn't have happened.
If you enjoy listening to the China Jedi podcast and want to get involved, either by asking a question, expressing your opinion, good or bad, light or dark, or even appearing as a special guest, then get in touch by emailing our team at info@chinajedi.com. That's info@chinajedi.com.
May the smile be with you.